This recording, Sichuan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Chengdu, but I was born in Tencheng, Yunnan Province. When I was a baby, I was brought to Chengdu by my mother, so I consider I'm a Chengdu native rather than a Yunnan native. During the years I've been spending in Chengdu, I think my hometown has taken on earth-shaking changes, and skyscrapers were building up, and people's livelihood has been greatly improved. For my family, we have increased our living standard, and we have our own houses, and we eat very healthily, and we have private cars. But when I was about 18 years old, I went to a college in Chongqing, which is the municipal district which is under the direct governance of the central government since 1997, I guess. And I like Chongqing very much, even though the weather is terrible, because the people there were very friendly, and I enjoy the food there very much. It's very hot and spicy. I began learning English at 13. That is middle high school. And I was quite crazy about English, because I remembered I dreamed in English sometimes when I was at that age. And I visited places, many in China, like Yunnan, like Beijing, Guilin, and so on. So I've been working in Suzhou for almost 8 years now. I find it a friendly city, but I don't know if I can really fall in love with it or not. Thank you.